Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WIPR. As Baltimore closed out the 1800s and roared into the 1900s, we were in great shape in many ways. With Johns Hopkins and the University of Maryland, we had become a leader in medical care and research. We were making ships and spices and whiskey and sending them out to the world from our port. And we were welcoming thousands of immigrants every month coming by steamship into Locust Point. But we were disgustingly behind most every other major city in America, and that we lacked a municipal sewer system. Back then, we had outhouses, slaughterhouses, industries of all kinds using the Jones Falls and Gwynns Falls rivers to carry away their sewage and whatever else they didn't want. But of course, carry away meant downstream through the middle of a densely populated city. We were doing it, but we also knew we shouldn't be. In 1895, for example, Baltimore's health department issued a report concluding, quote, "Our privies are the most dangerous enemies of our lives and happiness and a fruitful source of disease. Things like pneumonia, influenza, and tuberculosis carried in the currents helped ensure that the average Baltimorean could expect to live to be about 50. Other cities had built municipal sewer systems by then, Philadelphia in 1800, Chicago in 1855, and Boston in 1884. But a new system was expensive, and Baltimore kept balking. Then came the Great Fire of 1904. The fire catastrophically burned most of downtown, but also gave us the opportunity we were looking for to clean up our act. If the fire gave us the opportunity, the Maryland General Assembly gave us the mandate. That same year, 1904, the state passed a law prohibiting discharging sewage into the Chesapeake Bay or its tributaries, e.g. the Jones Falls and Gwynns Falls rivers, two of our main sewage waterways back then. So once the rubble from the fire was cleared, but before new roads were laid, we excavated down under the city and installed miles of sewer pipes. You don't see these today, but you do see another integral part of our then new system, the fantastic Eastern Avenue pumping station at Eastern and President Streets. You know, the enormous red brick building that looks like it would fit in next to the Smithsonian Castle on the Mall in D.C.? The pumping station was built in 1912. It's beautiful, but function really drove its design. First, the building sits at the water's edge, easy for coal delivery, its original source of power, and downhill for most of the rest of the city so that it can rely on gravity to bring in wastewater from all over. The way it worked was that the wastewater came in at the bottom of the building through huge pipes and was pumped up to the top, where an initial stage of purification took place. And then in another set of enormous pipes, it flowed back to the bottom of the building and then downhill to a final treatment plant out in Baltimore County. The city's chief wastewater engineer said that the operation was as neat, clean, and odorless as any business office. Baltimore in 1912 had a population of 700,000, but we were thinking ahead. The station was designed to accommodate a city of a million, and in fact, it is still up and running today, processing sewage more or less as it has for over 100 years. There have been a few changes. In 1960, the original pumps were replaced with modern turbines, and the old coal conveyor belts were taken out as the facility switched to electricity. With smaller pumps and no need to store coal, in 1982, the building had extra room and opened a museum, the Baltimore Museum of Public Works, the first of its kind in the country. I remember going and learning about manhole covers and how many miles of pipes we have underground. Although the museum closed several years ago, a new group called the Public Works Experience has taken over, continuing to tell this part of Baltimore's story. And they do it in a very much still active 100-year-old sewage pumping station. For more information on the Eastern Avenue Pumping Station, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-minute history videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.